local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. You made it. Hooray. Coming up, by the way, just want to program note here for a second, too. The mention of the outdoor show tomorrow morning, Mike Ward and myself and FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors airs at 7. So we'll play some clips from the interview we did this week with Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, and Mike and I will flesh out everything that has happened here over the last couple of days with the early closure of red snapper season in the state of Alabama. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday is good, and then Friday the 3rd of July is good. After that, 11:59 p.m. on Friday the 3rd end snapper season. So weeks early, even leaving the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo without red snappers a category. But full discussion of that goes on at 7 tomorrow morning for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Plus, that show, once we're finished, re-airs in podcast form. You can also check it out at 11 to midnight on Saturday night, 7 in the morning on Sunday evening as well. So more chances to share that and check it out. All right, on the way, we'll check Dr. Bill's forecast. That actually includes Saharan dust in the mix.
Yep, dust in the wind, as so many have pointed out on the
text line. We'll play the song eventually, y'all. We'll play it in a little while. So, yeah, the dust tracker and the weekend weather scale from Dr. Bill on the way, plus Alec Naiman will let us know what's cooking. We'll do that in just about 40 minutes. Right now, we'll check traffic with Kane.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Perfect start to our Friday morning across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic and no wrecks in the roadways. From Spanish Ford, Malvis, Loxley, you're clear. And for the 1065 split near Government, Halls Mill, and also Airport, you'll see radar, but no wrecks. It'll slow you down. Lotus, CBD, and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, pain, or seizures, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. I got the latest news, weather, and traffic for you this hour, like every hour of the show. And if you like it, then vote for it. VoteNappies.com. Last couple days here in the voting for the nappies, y'all were so kind to nominate so many of our shows in so many different categories. Now take us across that finish line by going to VoteNappies.com. You can vote once a day now through Sunday.
Sunday at midnight it ends.
All right, so I'd love to, I'm asking for your vote. Give us your votes. Pick, you know, and it's really cool because there are a lot of different shows represented in that lineup that are here on FM Talk 106.5. Just pick your favorite FM Talk 106.5 show and put that vote through in the media section in the nappies. You go to votenappies.com and they'll have all the different categories. Go to media and favorite radio station, favorite talk shows, duo, morning show, sports show. It's all in there. So make sure to click away there in the Nappy Awards. Thank you. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock and we'll start off this hour like we do each weekday, 6 and 7 o'clock hour, with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. You've been hearing all the headlines, spikes here, spikes there. Dalton has those numbers.
Yeah, we had a record number of new cases, not only for Alabama, but also America yesterday, and United States reporting 40,184 new cases added for Thursday. That's the highest number of cases added in one day since the pandemic began. So we're now over 2.5 million total positive cases of coronavirus nationally, and nearly 127,000 have died due to COVID-19. But yesterday, some good news. We reached a new high in the number of tests, 637,500 coronavirus tests were reported yesterday, and with the 40,000 confirmed cases, 6.3% of those tests came back positive. There were also 649 deaths reported nationally yesterday, which means we've now been 16 days in a row with fewer than 1,000 deaths per day. That's the longest streak we've had in America since the beginning of March. But Alabama also had a daily high yesterday for number of new cases, 1,129 new cases added, which means we now have 32,753 confirmed cases in the state. 7-day average right now for daily cases, 708 per day over the last week. It's about 70 fewer than its peak of 779 back on June 16th. And right now, the 2-week average for cases per day is at a high of 734. 880 have died from COVID-19 in Alabama since the pandemic began. Yesterday, only one death was reported after 25 on Wednesday and 23 on Tuesday. In Alabama, the Department of Public Health yesterday announced a huge number for tests reported. 10,686 coronavirus tests were reported yesterday. I believe there's a lag in the reporting of testing for Alabama. Yesterday's number, the fourth highest daily testing report for the state. We're now averaging just about 6,700 test results per day over the last week, and around 6,500 over the last 2 weeks. But over the last week, a number that we would like to see a bit lower, 10.5% of those test results have come back positive, and the 2-week average for positive tests right now sits at 11.4%. At the local level, Mobile County has 3,219 cases of coronavirus, with 134 that have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, Mobile added 55 new cases and 0 new deaths. Baldwin County added 13 new cases yesterday. They've now had 462 cases of coronavirus and 9 deaths. Still 0 new deaths reported for Baldwin County due to COVID-19 since May 22nd. It's been over a month now. Washington County has 94 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County, 243 cases with 5 deaths. Monroe County, 174 cases with 2 deaths. Connecticut County has 153 cases and 3 deaths. Escambia, 190 cases with 6 deaths. Choctaw County has had 187 positive cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County has had 261 cases with 8 deaths.
All right, Dalton with the update, and we will do these numbers again on Monday. Hopefully things get better, but we'll see. I mean, the idea is, you know, you look at Texas, for example. Republican Governor Abbott talked about, not opening so much of the economy, slowing things down. That's going to be a question. I asked it yesterday. Would that ever come back? Would we go back to a stay-at-home order? Would Governor Ivey call for a stay-at-home order if we have spikes here? Because the numbers we're looking at now, while you said we're under 1,000 deaths a day in the United States, but here in Alabama, there are hot spots, mm-hmm. right, that are coming up in cases. And if you look at the numbers we have now, if we were looking at these back in March, that's kind of what led to a shutdown. I don't think it, I don't want to see it happen. I don't think it would be popular, but you wonder if that push happened. Speaking to the governor, too, she was speaking in, speaking to the Huntsville-Madison County Chamber of Commerce yesterday with a video link here. And the story from Lee Roop over at AL.com said that Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said that dividing businesses into essential and non-essential groups in her April shelter-in-place order to fight COVID-19 was a mistake. She was speaking to that County Chamber of Commerce meeting and said it would be an understatement to say 2020 hasn't lived up to expectations. A jobless rate of 2.9% at the year's start is now nearly 10%. And her April stay-at-home order said was focused on keeping people safe. Ivy said, and she repeated, that it requires that all people practice social distancing, personal hygiene, and using face masks. She went on to say, while focused on keeping people safe, this order also unfortunately created a very difficult situation for many of our businesses, both large and small. In trying to reduce the numbers of people interacting with others, one of my first stay-at-home orders set out essential and non-essential businesses, and that was a mistake. I never wanted to create the belief that my administration viewed certain businesses as more important than others. All jobs and all businesses are essential and important to our state. So that kind of a walk back on that. But it still leaves the questions if we ever had to go back into that, the way they parsed out who was essential and who wasn't, even within kind of a lot more narrow definitions, not even sectors, like within entertainment, what was essential, what wasn't. But the governor saying that was a mistake. We'll see if they change that. Another story that has been one that's been coming, a lot of people have been asking about this as we are opening back up. Some places can't find people to come back to work. You've seen this story, and we've talked about, with the unemployment bonus from the federal government on top of what people were getting from the state, why would some people come back to work? Well, a story from AL.com says employers have reported 3,336 Alabamians to the state for refusing to return to work since January. Remember, we talked about that process. People say, well, what do I do if I say, all right, come back to work, and they won't come back to work? People said you report them. So at least 3,336 have been reported. About a third of those workers were taken off the unemployment rolls and the rest have lost benefits while they're under review. A quote here from a spokesperson for the Alabama Department of Labor said, bosses have called the employee back to work and the employee has refused. That's from Tara Hutchinson. So workers either have not come or told the employer, I'm not coming back. According to Hutchinson, the volume of refusal to work cases is being reviewed by the department and is unusually high due to the pandemic. Federal CARES Act allows workers impacted by COVID-19 to hold on to their unemployment under some circumstances. Employees who have a disease or are caring for someone with COVID-19 cannot lose their unemployment benefits. Caring for a child whose school is closed or dealing with COVID-19 death of a primary breadwinner are other exceptions laid out by the federal legislation. However, those who simply feel unsafe returning to the workplace are not protected. Said a general fear is not a valid reason to stay home, said Hutchinson. For some workers who are immunocompromised and who work in close proximity to the others, like in meat plants, car part factories, and food service, the decision of whether to protect their health or give up a paycheck during the economic recession is often not an easy one. But I will say there's a lot of people that are just looking at the dollars here. And as all this starts coming to an end here at the end of the summer, you're ready to see a lot of people going, I'm ready to come back to work. Things mm-hmm. seem to be better for me. So, yeah, there's at least 3,336 folks in the state have been reported and taken off unemployment because they were asked to come back to work, and they said no. All right. Also, in our list of things that leave you scratching your head when it comes to money being spent during this COVID-19 fight, government watchdog says nearly $1.1 million in relief payment, or $1.1 million relief payments totaling $1.4 billion went to dead people during the government's coronavirus aid program. Bill Michaels with more.
More than 130 million so-called economic impact payments were sent to taxpayers as part of the $2.4 trillion coronavirus relief package enacted in March. The Government Accountability Office, Congress's auditing arm, cited the number of erroneous payments to deceased taxpayers in a report published Thursday on the government programs. The IRS asked in May for the money back from the deceased taxpayers' survivors. Some legal experts say the government may not have the legal authority to require that it be returned. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Yep. So that happened. $1.4 billion being sent to dead people.
Oof.
But how much of that will make it back to Treasury? Let's hope all $1.4 billion. All right, coming up in sports.
PGA Tour live for round two right now, and NASCAR, 4 days after the alleged noose was found in Bubba Wallace's garage stall, finally released a photo. I'll tell you about that and more coming up in sports.
Also, could changes be coming to the flags at Mobile's Government Plaza? We'll give you more on that story all straight ahead. Headlines next from WKRG. So we've all been there before. You're in a fender bender, and the next thing you got to figure out is when are you getting your vehicle back? And the more important thing is, when are you getting your vehicle back with the repairs done properly? That's where the trusted folks at Professional Collision come in. When you bring your car to Professional Collision, you're in good hands. 40 years of experience, Professional Collision has streamlined the process of collision repair with prompt, clear, and concise estimates, a customer service team who will keep you informed every step of the way, and a restored vehicle that meets the highest quality standards at a fair market price. They've got certified technicians that are trained to know and understand the fine details of each make and model, and you can expect the highest level of quality craftsmanship. Trusted by more vehicle manufacturers, training organizations, and insurance companies than any other collision repair company on the Central Gulf Coast. You can rest assured that they take care of you like someone in their own family. And that's what's important, getting that vehicle back and getting it back fixed right. That is Professional Collision. Check them out today at professional-collision.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama's Superintendent of Education will release the state's back-to-school plan amid the coronavirus pandemic later this morning. You can watch that news conference live at 10 a.m. on WKRG News 5 and WKRG.com. Power has been restored to thousands of customers after a car crashed into a transmission line along Highway 90 in Baldwin County. That crash happened last night shortly after 10 o'clock. Allergy sufferers may be in for a tough weekend as the Saharan dust has arrived over the Gulf Coast. Some allergy sufferers have already noticed an increase in their symptoms. The dust will linger for another day or so. It will likely be worse tomorrow. Concerns over coronavirus have prompted several local cities to cancel 4th of July fireworks shows. The list includes Mobile, Pritchard, Monroeville, and Chatham. In Baldwin County, Gulf Shores, Foley, and Fairhope have also canceled their events. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Industry leader UniFirst is committed to supporting Gulf Coast frontline workers and salute folks across this great country working hard, caring for our neighbors, and keeping our economy strong. UniFirst supplies hygienically clean workwear and facility services, as well as masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, and cleaning supplies. These critical products ensure our community has a healthy experience and environment. Learn how UniFirst can help you present a professional image and provide a safe work environment. Visit UniFirst.com today.
Good morning, 7:21 on FM Talk 106.5. My name's Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the PGA Tour, Mackenzie Hughes shot a career-low 60 yesterday to take the lead at the Travelers Championship. Hughes missed a 40-foot birdie putt on the final hole that would have made him the 12th player in PGA history to shoot a sub-60 round. His low round one score gave Hughes a three-shot lead over Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Victor Hovland. They each shot a 63. Phil Mickelson was one of six players to shoot 64. He sits four shots off the lead. Round two got started this morning at 5:45, and it'll air on the Golf Channel beginning this afternoon at 2. 4 days after NASCAR announced that a noose had been found in Bubba Wallace's garage stall, creating a media firestorm, the association finally released an up-close image of the rope and knot in question. An FBI investigation determined that a hate crime had not been committed in relation to the noose and said that it had been in the stall since the NASCAR series visited Talladega Super Speedway last October. If you want to see that image, it's on my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig. NASCAR President Steve Phelps said that the organization continued its investigation of the incident after the conclusion of the FBI investigation. Phelps said that sweeps of every track in the Cup Series were conducted as part of the NASCAR investigation.
NASCAR conducted a thorough sweep of all the garage areas across where the tracks will be raced. So across those 29 tracks and 1,684 garage stalls, we found only 11 total that had a pull-down rope tied in a knot, and only one noose, the one discovered on Sunday in Bubba Wallace's garage.
Phelps added that NASCAR's first reaction was to protect Wallace, but also said he may have should have done things differently.
In hindsight, I should have used the word alleged in our statement.
After the FBI determined that there was no hate crime involved with the noose, Wallace and NASCAR were criticized on social media, with some suggesting the incident was staged for publicity purposes.
Bubba Wallace and the 43 team had nothing to do with this. Bubba Wallace has done nothing but represent this sport with courage, class, and dignity.
Phelps said the security around Wallace would be increased for this weekend's two Cup Series races at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. The University of Alabama football team released a video yesterday speaking out against racism. It ended with the message that, quote, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. Head coach Nick Saban and a number of other prominent players, both black and white, appeared in the video. It was written by Tide left tackle Alex Leatherwood. Here's a super cut of the nearly 2 minute long video.
We are a team, black, white, brown.
Together, we are a family. We are brothers.
We represent ourselves, our families, our hometowns,
our university,
and our country.
We can't be silent. We must speak up for our brothers and sisters, for our sons and daughters.
Unite.
Because our lives can't matter until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Because our lives can't matter until black lives matter.
The video was released Thursday afternoon on the team's social media accounts. It was quickly shared thousands of times. 7:24, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you drive an electric car, then you've probably heard about a credit you may qualify for from the U.S. government. Owners of cars, including the Chevrolet Bolt and the Nissan Leaf, may be eligible for up to a $7,500 federal tax credit. Remember, you only get the credit for the year you bought the car. and there's a phase-out in place that takes effect after manufacturers sell a certain number of cars. But be sure to note, Tesla and General Motors have hit that threshold. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
From the spring at Toyota.com Traffic Center, from Sarah Land, Chickasaw to Pritchard, all the way to the 1065 split, just radar. No wrecks reported. Cottage Hill to Metropolis, Airport and Schillinger looking good from Hamilton, Theodore Dawes Road, and 90 in Rangeland. Again, more radar along I-10 towards Loxley. Enjoy a day of summer fun for the family at Kids Golf Discovery Day at Ballygrath Gardens coming up Wednesday, July 15th from 9 to noon. Sign up for a guided cruise on Fowl River. Get the details at Ballygrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 728 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and the weekend weather scale. Plus, we'll be checking in with Larry Kirby from LCM. And I saw this from WPMI.com. Said, for years, flagpoles at Government Plaza have displayed all the flags of the entities that have controlled Mobile over its 300-year-plus history. One of those flags is the third national flag of the Confederate States of America. As of yesterday, all the flags were taken down at Government Plaza due to their conditions, they said, with the exception of the American flag and the Alabama state flag. So we'll see what happens if it's, if they're taking them down, not putting them back up. We'll see what happens on that. The days we're in. How many things? How far we can go? Winn-Dixie, maybe changing its name. What about Dixieland Delight? Speaking of, you know, at the Bama games,
they tried to ban it once.
Yeah, see where that goes as well. All right, 7:29. Dr. Bill is on the way, and news headlines from WKRG happening right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama's Superintendent of Education will release the state's back-to-school plan amid the coronavirus pandemic later this morning. You can watch that news conference live at 10 a.m. on WKRG News 5 and WKRG.com. Power has been restored to thousands of customers after a car crashed into a transmission line along Highway 90 in Baldwin County. That crash happened last night shortly after 10 o'clock. Allergy sufferers may be in for a tough weekend as the Saharan dust has arrived over the Gulf Coast. Some allergy sufferers have already noticed an increase in their symptoms. The dust will linger for another day or so. It will likely be worse tomorrow. Concerns over coronavirus have prompted several local cities to cancel 4th of July fireworks shows. The list includes Mobile, Pritchard, Monroeville, and Chatham. In Baldwin County, Gulf Shores, Foley, and Fairhope have also canceled their events. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is celebrating Father's Day through the 4th of July with great deals for Dad. Safes starting as low as $549 on the Liberty Centurion 12. And our gift to you, free ground floor in-home delivery up to 25 miles on any long gun safe purchase now through the 4th of July. Get 12 months free interest with approved credit on safes over $1,000. And while quantities last, take home a free hat for Dad for just dropping by. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt.
Coronavirus continues to throw punches at the United States, and correspondent Lucy Kavanaugh reports more Americans than ever are getting infected.
The United States hitting a high for new daily confirmed coronavirus cases, nearly 40,000, surpassing figures from the end of April.
Unfortunately, I don't see an end in sight. We are going to continue to have this acceleration of cases.
Nearly 6,000 people testing positive here in Texas, another single day record for the state.
The situation in Texas is a warning shot.
The state seeing record hospitalizations too, with that number steadily increasing each day over the past 2 weeks.
And now questions about the health of our banks. The Federal Reserve is putting restrictions on banks buying their own stock after a stress test found some of those banks may have financial problems linked to the pandemic. Dow futures down more than 100. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The Information and the Financial Times are reporting that Amazon will announce the purchase of self-driving car developer Zoox. The report puts the price tag at $1.2 billion. That'll let Amazon compete directly with Alphabet-owned Waymo. A judge in New York has dismissed a legal effort from President Trump's brother to stop the publication of a tell-all book about the family from niece Mary Trump. Robert Trump claims the book violates a non-disclosure agreement and will now take the case to the state Supreme Court. More than $20,000 has been raised for a Starbucks employee in San Diego after he refused to serve a woman who refused to wear a mask in the store. The aggrieved customer posted Lenin Gutierrez's picture on Facebook and wrote that next time she'd call the cops if Gutierrez didn't serve her without a mask. A GoFundMe tip cup for Gutierrez went up after the nasty post went viral. The Dow closed 299 points higher. The Nasdaq added 107 and the S&P gained 33. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today. And see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, refreshing out there. 77, I think. Now, 78 now to get started on this Friday.
Yeah, that's a pretty warm start, and with all the humidity, it's going to be an uncomfortable day with a high humidity. We're going to get up to around 90 degrees this afternoon. And just a slight chance of a thunderstorm. We've got a high pressure system from the Atlantic that's building over our area. And that's going to reduce the coverage of rainfall. And so we'll call it mostly cloudy today. We also have a haze factor with the dust that's now coming into the area in the upper atmosphere. And so it's a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. As I mentioned, a high of about 90 degrees. Now tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-70s. And then for the weekend, for Saturday, pretty much the same as today, with mostly cloudy skies and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, a high tomorrow around 90. And then on Sunday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms and the high temperature on Sunday, again, around 90 degrees. And then we're going to start next week with typical weather for this time of the year, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms, and a little bit warmer with highs Monday and Tuesday in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
We're looking pretty good now for the Gulf of Mexico and also for the Caribbean. A few thunderstorms exist out in the tropical Atlantic, but we don't see any organized activity at this time.
All right, and you also mentioned the other day that this, we're about to talk dust here, Saharan dust, but that could tamp down the formation of tropical weather?
And the dust, yes, the dust is sweeping in from the Sahara, of course, the Atlantic, Caribbean, and has now really moved into our area. But it still extends all the way back into the Caribbean, so it's going to be around for a while as it kind of streams northward from over the Gulf. But it'll cut back on some of the radiation, which helps warm the waters at the surface out in the Atlantic, and it can, at least slow down the development of tropical systems.
So how long do you predict this dust that's in the mix now? Does it just fall out, or does it move on? And how long does that take?
And then, of course, a lot of it will eventually come down in precipitation, and it will, of course, spread out and be less dense as it continues to move to the north. But it'll be a factor for some time, certainly through the rest of this month and into early July.
Wow. Okay. All right. So it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. And I know you take into account all the different factors to come up with the score. Did you take in dust as a factor? Is that a factor?
Yeah, it's going to be a factor. And as we look at it now, as for a 1.9, no, doesn't look like it because we do have rain in the forecast. A 1.8. No, because now we're looking at the haze and the dust producing an overcast and very humid conditions. That leaves us with the 1.7 category, and that's where it's going to be. A 1.7820. Mm-hmm. A 1.7820.
So that is the rain showers account for part of that, but truly, is this the first time we've ever had a deduction from the weekend weather scale for Saharan dust?
Yes.
Okay. Duly noted. Let's mark that.
And particularly Saharan dust.
Yes. Yes. All right. Mark down. Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, John.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your weekend weather scale. 7:38 on the way, Alec Naiman. We'll find out what's cooking with him. Also, we'll check in with you in the 8 o'clock hour. We turn up your voice at 343-0106, plus Larry Kirby from LCM on the way. And we'll check the traffic with Kane next.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department here at Dunlap near Atsco, right in front of Austell. We've also got an overturned 18-wheeler trailer, I-165 northbound between Water and Baybridge. Both are going to be without injury. Records are on the way. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running, and they're a Nappy finalist. You can vote every day till Sunday, and you can rent their carts for family gatherings and more. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. He'll say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And you've got a couple, as my kids used to call them, house trucks on the lot.
Yeah, house trucks. So, RVs.
Yeah, we'll talk about this.
The first one is a Fleetwood Discovery. It's 37 foot. It's only got 61,000 miles, and it's got a diesel pusher. Two big slides, and it's in immaculate condition. Got a new top on it. Johnny's RV put the whole new roof on it, and it's got six brand new tires on it. It's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got a 2018 bumper pull travel trailer Sportsman, 26-foot bunkhouse. So that means it's got two big bunk beds in the back, master bedroom up front. And it's so new that the plastic is still on the appliances.
Oh, I like that a lot. It's been hermetically sealed. I like that. All right, so we always talk about all the great options for financing of vehicles at LCM. Does that apply on RVs?
Absolutely. We can get the RVs financed. We got several different sources, especially credit unions love them. So we got multiple choices.
Well, I'm excited about checking those RVs out. Family's been looking at those lately, so give us directions to come see them.
Come see us at the corner of Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, man.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. And I'm telling you, I think it's just, I mean, I've always liked RVs and campers and all that stuff, but I think now with people, they don't want to fly,
mm-hmm.
right? They, you know, I'd say hotel stays are down, although people are saying that they're booked up out there, but I think a lot of people, if they could stay in their own, you know, own domicile that they pull with them or drive with them, they would. And I mean, I think that a lot of people are excited about RVs and camping and all that stuff. So welcome to the fold.
Yeah, what's safer than getting the family in an RV and camping out? I mean,
I love
getting
it.
Some sun, being separated from everyone else. I think that's a good deal.
Yeah, I'm all on board. All right, I want to, this is just something you'd have to do today. This is why, I mean, sometimes a story like this, I go, well, I can hold this over till Monday. I can hold it over to a, you know, another day, another show. This one has to happen, it looks like, today. The folks at Dos Equis, right,
mm-hmm.
for, I guess, to promote social distancing, are giving away a six-foot-long beer cooler. Actually, many of them today. Six-foot-long beer coolers are supposed to promote social distancing, so you and your friend can sit on either end of the cooler and have your Dos Equis. Here's how it works. You've got to submit a photo. I guess you got to buy some Dos Equis. It doesn't say how much. Buy some Dos Equis and submit a photo of the receipt for a chance at one. This starts at 10 o'clock this morning. There is just a limited number, or as they call them, the CS foot, cooler from Dos Equis, but I'm looking at the picture. It's really a six-foot-long cooler that's logoed. See that with the Dos Equis stuff on there?
Oh, that's cool.
And or cooler. Yeah. so you go to csfootcooler.com. I'll tell you what, I'll put this link up on the Twitter feed, and you post up your receipt picture, and you could win a six-foot-long cooler.
That's awesome.
Which is,
I'm always in the, I will always want a cooler. Doesn't matter how many coolers I already have at home. You've always got room for one more.
Then you got to, you know, it's going to be tough unless you have the, you have to have a full size bed on the truck to get the cooler in there. But the, you know, if you have it like, you have to have a, let's see, my Toyota's, no, it's not 6 foot, but everybody else, you just get it in there and barely, if you have a truck box, you're in trouble.
Yeah. On that truck. If you have an RV, just load that thing up in there.
Then you're straight money. All right, 744, sports with Dalton on the way, and headlines from WKRG next.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
What's the game, Earl? Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl back giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubforGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama's Superintendent of Education will release the state's back-to-school plan amid the coronavirus pandemic later this morning. You can watch that news conference live at 10 a.m. on WKRG News 5 and WKRG.com. Power has been restored to thousands of customers after a car crashed into a transmission line along Highway 90 in Baldwin County. That crash happened last night shortly after 10 o'clock. Allergy sufferers may be in for a tough weekend as the Saharan dust has arrived over the Gulf Coast. Some allergy sufferers have already noticed an increase in their symptoms. The dust will linger for another day or so. It will likely be worse tomorrow. Concerns over coronavirus have prompted several local cities to cancel 4th of July fireworks shows. The list includes Mobile, Pritchard, Monroeville, and Chatham. In Baldwin County, Gulf Shores, Foley, and Fairhope have also canceled their events. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start on the PGA Tour. Mackenzie Hughes shot a career-low 60 yesterday to take the lead at the Travelers Championship. Hughes missed a 40-foot birdie putt on the final hole. It would have made him the 12th player in PGA history to shoot a sub-60 round. His low round one score gave Hughes a three-shot lead over Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and Victor Hovland. They each shot a 63. Phil Mickelson was one of six players to shoot 64. He sits four shots off the lead. Round two started this morning at 5:45. It'll air on the Golf Channel beginning this afternoon at 2. 4 days after NASCAR announced that a noose had been found in Bubba Wallace's garage stall, creating a media firestorm, the association finally released an up-close image of the rope and the knot in question. An FBI investigation determined that a hate crime had not been committed in relation to the noose and said that it had been in the stall since the NASCAR series last visited Talladega in October of 2019. You can check out the image on my Twitter page at Dalton Orwig. NASCAR President Steve Phelps said that the organization continued its investigation of the incident after the conclusion of the FBI investigation. Phelps said that sweeps of every track in the Cup Series were conducted as part of the NASCAR investigation.
NASCAR conducted a thorough sweep of all the garage areas across where the tracks were erased. So across those 29 tracks and 1,684 garage stalls, we found only 11 total that had a pull-down rope tied in a knot and only one noose, the one discovered on Sunday in Bubba Wallace's garage.
Phelps added that NASCAR's first reaction was to protect Wallace.
In hindsight, I should have used the word
alleged in our statement.
After the FBI determined that there was no hate crime involved, Wallace and Askar were criticized on social media, with some suggesting that the incident was staged for publicity purposes.
Bubba Wallace and the 43 team had nothing to do with this. Bubba Wallace has done nothing but represent this sport with courage, class, and dignity.
Phelps said that security around Wallace would be increased for this weekend's two Cup Series races at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. The University of Alabama football team released a video yesterday speaking out against racism and ended the message that, quote, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. Head coach Nick Saban and a number of other prominent players, both black and white, appeared in the video. It was written by Tide left tackle Alex Leatherwood. Here's a supercut of the nearly two-minute-long video. For the full video, check out our Facebook page, FM Talk 106.5.
We are a team, black, white, brown.
Together, we are a family. We are brothers.
We represent ourselves, our families, our hometowns,
our university,
and our country.
We can't be silent. We must speak up for our brothers and sisters, for our sons and daughters.
Unite.
Because our lives can't matter until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Until black lives matter.
Because our lives can't matter until black lives matter.
The video was released yesterday afternoon on the team's social media accounts and was quickly shared thousands of times. And in NBA news, Atlanta Hawks guard Vince Carter officially announced his retirement after 22 years in the league. The 43-year-old made the announcement on his own podcast, Winging It with Vince Carter. He initially announced last year when he signed a one-year deal with Atlanta that 2019 and 2020 would be his final season in the NBA. Carter is considered one of the greatest dunkers of all time. The eight-time All-Star is 19th in NBA history in scoring. He won the league's Rookie of the Year award in 1999, played for eight different teams, most notably with the Toronto Raptors and Brooklyn Nets. And earlier this year, Carter made NBA history when he became the first NBA player to appear in at least one game in four different decades. And former Auburn point guard Jared Harper has a new team. The New York Knicks announced yesterday that they have claimed Harper off the waiver wire after he was released by the Phoenix Suns in early March. 751 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right. Also coming up, traffic in just a few minutes. Saw an update here from Kane, a 18-wheeler at the 165 and Bay Bridge Road interchange. Has traffic slowed down in that area? Details coming up.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your business has changed, and the way your team works has too. Video calls, virtual conference rooms, and online collaboration. But here's one thing that hasn't changed. CSpire Business. We're here to help make your team even better. We'll set you up with the entire Microsoft 365 package with all of the Office essentials, including Teams, so everyone can chat, meet, call, and work together anywhere, at any time. All on a private, secure cloud network with 24/7 customer support. Try your first month free at cspire.com/business.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, the right lane is going to be blocked off again. Highway 90 underneath I-165, that overturned 18-wheeler blocking the right lane just over the Bay Bridge Road. Dunlap Drive near Atsco in front of Austell. Also, we've got another accident. Both of those are going to be without injuries as you've got state troopers working radar near Grand Bay Wilmer Road. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 60 months on most models. You can shop online at springhilltoyota.com. Call 450-1000. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 754 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. A couple things of note. Of course, Dalton mentioned our Facebook page where you can check out the video that you had the supercut from Alabama. That's up there. Plus, week two of our fishing photo contest. You post up your picture, you get people to like it, and you win like Brad did yesterday. Picked up his FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt. We do that every week, Thursday to Thursday, for some odd reason, is our week on that. So, yeah, you've got all weekend. Next week, you post up the pictures, get the most number of likes, and you win the shirt. And then we'll reset, do it again, do it again, do it again. So check it out, FMTalk1065.com. Well, FM Talk on Facebook, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. All right, let's say hello to our friend Alec Naaman and find out what's cooking this weekend. Hey, Alec.
Hey, man, good morning, and how y'all doing?
Doing better now because it's the weekend, and you've got some garlic chicken piccata to cook, but... Also, when we finish with that, I want to talk some meat with you, some barbecue. I want to talk some sides. I want to talk some Independence Day weekend, okay?
All right, man, you got it, because I know you know about smoking up some meat, buddy.
Yep, I like it that way. Let's first talk about this recipe for the weekend, garlic chicken piccata. What makes it piccata? I know garlic, I know chicken. I don't know piccata.
Well, it's at the piccata part's kind of actually the sauce, the way you bring up your stock and your capers and your garlic and your... all that kind of stuff. So the piccata part is just what you do with the sauce, you know. So, hey, basically, I get me some nice chicken breast, you know, and then I get a little bowl out and I put some flour and I season it up with a bunch of shredded Parmesan cheese or grated Parmesan cheese, all that kind of stuff, a little salt and pepper. Then I dredge that chicken in it, you know, get the little flour mixture on the outside, and then... I take a little butter, a little oil combined. I like that butter flavor, you know, and I put it in the skillet and I get the skillet hot. And I sear the chicken on both sides, you know, till it's a little golden brown. And then I remove it out of the skillet and set it aside. And then I take the little drippings and the oil and the butter stuff, and I begin to saute me down some garlic and stuff like that. And then when it reduces, then I add a little wine. I let the stock, the wine reduce down to just about nothing. Then I come back and I add some chicken stock to that wine mixture. And then I throw in a few little capers, some chopped parsley and lemon juice, stuff like that. And I let it reduce down. And then I put the chicken back in it and let it finish up in the sauce, you know. And then I take it out and I serve it on your plate. So I call that my garlic chicken piccata.
That sounds good. Sounds good.
A little wine and caper reduction, you know.
Well, I've never met some wine that I didn't want to reduce.
They don't make them hardly that way anymore.
No,
you know?
No, that's for sure. All right, let's talk about this too. Coming up, of course, we got a little time to work with here, but by this time next week, people will be observing Independence Day on the 3rd, even though it's on Saturday. So, if they want to get their orders in for, walk us through some of the items you have available for the weekend.
Well, I have nice family meal packages. I got a 6-person package, a 12-person package, and you can keep on going up from there. And I'm gonna have I'm smoking a bunch of ribs and a bunch of butts, and I'm smoking some whole chickens. And so you can buy the meat by itself a la carte if you want to, or you can include it in your package. And your package comes with macaroni and cheese and baked beans and gourmet potato salad and Creole coleslaw, banana pudding, a little extra barbecue sauce to go with it, too. Mm-hmm. So you pick out your meat. You can add more meat. It doesn't matter. You pick out ribs or butts or chicken, and we'll fit you right on up. So, you know, that kind of stuff, you just call us at 473-3900 and get on our list so we can start cooking for you, you know, that kind of stuff.
I like it.
And then, yeah, and then I'm going to say I'm doing a lot of little 5-star dinner parties at your house during the summer season. I'll come out to your house. You have 6, 8, 10, 12. I don't care how many people you have. You can set them down. We'll feed them. I'll come out and I'll cook in your house. We can have beef Wellington, filet mignon, rack of lamb, snapper filet, whatever. And I'll come and wine and dine you in your house. I'll sing, dance, tell a few of my wild stories. You know?
I've heard your stories and seen your dancing. Y'all need to get signed up. Alec, give them a phone number again.
Hey, 473-3900.
Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great one, too, okay?
All right. Alec Naaman, What's Cooking? Do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. Hour number 3, and your calls straight ahead.